Hi everyone, it's Dr. Angelica Wagner here, and this is a new episode of Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, but today we're actually going to talk a lot about consciousness and inspiration, because mindset is at the core of really living an inspired, fulfilled life, and inspiration is at the core of advancing that life into channels and ways and means that you may at the time not be aware of. So on page 45 of my book that I wrote in 1995, which is Are You Ready for a Miracle with Angels, I talked about our purpose is waiting for us to wake up to it. And we go through many purposes through life as also we go through sometimes many careers in life. And I was always very sensitive to change and very sensitive to consciousness, very sensitive to how to go from the place I wanted to be to the place that I wanted to be. And whether I chose it or not, universe chose it for me. So today's talk is really about consciousness. And the universe is waking up to consciousness because one of the modalities that I have used for over a decade now is called Access Consciousness. And it's a modality of just touching pressure points on the scalp. And those pressure points and some clearing statements literally change a person's life. And you ask yourself, how can this be even remotely possible? All I can say is that in more than a decade of using these protocols, and I know 13 other protocols on how to release emotional trauma in the brain and in the body, that Access Consciousness has been my number one go-to all the time, whether that's a 3-year-old child or an 80-year-old woman. And the thing that's so interesting about this is that an 80-year-old woman can have the traumas of her life collapsed in about an hour and a half, sometimes 3 hours, and you just say to yourself, how is this even remotely possible? Well, I can tell you, after seeing hundreds of people's transformation, it is not only possible, it happens consistently. There are no magical, allocations about this, that it'll work for one person and not another. No. It works. Simple. It works. So today's podcast is really about intuition, about brain transformation, and about consciousness of the mind. And as we look more into how we are experiencing the world, it is really not just sensory. It is not just through fact. It is not just through taking in information. It's also the acknowledgement of the self and the acknowledgement of consciousness within the self. I watched a YouTube video with Oprah Winfrey, Dr. Brené Brown, and was really struck by the fact that Brené Brown had said that with joy came great foreboding. And that's just not the world I've lived in for many years. As a matter of fact, wherever there is joy and foreboding, there is a sense of consciousness of addiction. And as you become more aware that people who go from joyful experiences to the depths of the depths, there is definitely a consciousness of some kind of depression underlying the joy, where they just don't really trust joy. They just don't really trust themselves. And so it's this consciousness that I want to talk to you about, because it is the consciousness of the soul. It is a consciousness of following, I always say, follow the threads of joy and see where they lead you. Because this is the real consciousness of life. This is the following the superpower of your life rather than being stuck in hardship or being stuck in it must be difficult or it must be proven or it must be all of those should have, would have, could have, when life just really is not like that. Where the door is open, it kind of flies open. Where people are receptive to your message, they will just accept and rejoice and be grateful for you. It's not the lack of receiving that you need to address in your life, but the lack of being in an environment which really chooses to give to you. And once your cup is full, then you can give to others or give from a cup of your fullness and gratitude and appreciation for everything you've learned in all streams of consciousness. We kind of believe, oh, well, it's only the good stuff in our life that leads to consciousness. And this really is not the case. Carl Jung spoke years and years ago about synchronicities in our life. And I've come to understand that the synchronicity of my life is kind of the universe showing me what's next, what's next, what's next, what's next. And as I go further into that scenescape, whether it's real or illusionary or magical, I understand clearly that the steps into the future have already been planned, that the steps into what's next in the evolution of my research, of discoveries, of other people's lives is already there. And so with this knowledge and with this true understanding, we evolve into consciousness and the consciousness of our daily perception. So how can you look at everything that comes into your life as input for direction? And how can you choose to use the universe as a co-creator in that? These are questions that I truly would like to ask you today. And these are questions that I want you to ponder on. I'm reminded of a story told by one of my dearest friends, and her name is Brigitta. And she was telling me about a synchronicity that happened in her life, because she was in a bookstore and just looking at books, and was looking at books on war. And her father-in-law was just someone that she had never met. And so she was at a flea market one Saturday morning looking at these books. And on the top shelf was a book that just, she said, kept blinking at her to reach up and look at it. And just as she was ready to leave the shop, she thought, I have to go look at that book that was blinking at me. And the shop owner took the book down, and she paid $10 for it. And inside the book, there were some references to pilots in war. Her father-in-law had been a pilot in war and had died 2 months before Bridget was even born. So, of course, she never met him. But the book was interesting, and she thought she would open it and look at it in the car when she was waiting for her children. And as she opened the book, there was a photo of her father-in-law, who was a decorated war hero in World War II. And there it was. Someone she didn't even know showed up in a book because she was conscious of the environment and conscious of her impulse in the environment. And she just couldn't get over seeing her father-in-law that she'd never met. But what was even more spectacular was the shock of her husband, John, who didn't even know that this picture of his father existed, and his father died when he was 10 years old. So when we are kind of listening to our inner voice, our inner intuition, our higher self, then we come upon the consciousness of the mind that knows all things in all time and space. It's very interesting because I've been asked to write another book, and in struggling with, you know, is it another book with Are You Ready for a Miracle series, or is it another book with Secrets of the Millionaire Mind series? I came across someone, or someone came across my profile in LinkedIn and kind of did a little research on me and found out about the innovative transformational work that I'm doing on the brain, on rewiring the brain. And he contacted me and he said, I'd like to work with you about your next book. Well, the day before, I had just had an Access Consciousness and Upside Defrag. And the points that were lighting up on my brain were the points of creation, of creating a life form. I'm not creating any more children, but creating life forms of books or stories or podcasts are definitely things that I love to do. And so I just found it so incredibly amazing that 24 hours after I had that brain defrag and was talking about possibility of another book, and maybe that book is going to be The Unfinished Symphony, because Albert Einstein, my hero, started to write on The Unfinished Symphony and on the relativity of everything, which I believe is consciousness. I believe that the relativity of everything is truly consciousness. And so as I'm exploring these things, I get another email from this person saying, I'd really like to talk to you about the creation of a new book. So if you're for any reason doubting that the universe is pointing you in the direction that you need to go, you should just pause and understand that when all of life comes to you in ease, joy, and glory, and it's coming to you, that at this point, these are the points of creation in your life. And stop, take note, maybe write a diary journal for yourself and see where it takes you on an idea page. Because this is the universe in time and space creating for you where you should go next. It's Dr. Angelica Wagner. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you've enjoyed my podcast, please share it. We are now on 6 different platforms. How did that even happen? How is that even possible? In 1 week, we're on 6 different platforms. I am so excited to have you and as my neighbor, and hope that you will join my episode. Dr. Angelica Wagner signing off for today. And tomorrow, we are going to talk about the secrets of synchronicity and how synchronicity opens the door to awareness, to intuition, and to invisible thought becoming visible creation. So thank you so much for today. And as Angelica Wagner signing off.